thought, but humbles empty. Walaupun sampai akhir hidupku, oh angin malam bawa daku kepadanya. Lama sudah ku menanti, banyak cinta datang dan pergi, tapi tak pernah aku senyaman ini. Mungkin dirimulah cinta sejati. Tak akan ku ragu lagi, ku jaga sampai ke ujung nadi. Takkan ku sia-siakan lagi, buat hidupku lebih berarti. Cintamu senyaman mentari pagi, seperti pelangi selalu pun nanti. Cintamu tak akan pernah terganti, selamanya di hati aku bahagia milikimu seutuhnya. Ragu lagi, ku jaga sampai ke ujung nadi. Takkan ku sia-siakan lagi, buat hidupku lebih berarti. Cintamu hanya menantari pagi, seperti pelangi baru pun nanti. Buat hidupku lebih berarti.
Dari Andre ya, Bajeko tu is a typical snack of Nrekang, made from sticky rice, grated coconut, and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sutansati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances or the changes he may have undergone during his time away, she remains steadfast in her love and anticipations. Well, listeners, here is Mudiak Arau performed by Nurul Fadila Hamid. Enjoy.
Kita bersama. Berapa lama aku menunggu jawaban darimu? Sampaikah kepadamu kata-kata yang kurangkaikan agar kau tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Inilah yang ku rasakan.
Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tubuh aku bahagia. Sebut yang kau inginkan, apapun itu kan ku berikan untukmu. Andai kau bersamaku di tempat dan waktu yang sama, kau akan tahu perasaanku yang telah lama terpendam. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu kata-kata mengerti yang kau rasakan. Karena ku hanya butuh separuh hatimu di dalam hidupku, tuh buatku bahagia semenjak kau ada di sini. Ku mengerti betapa ku membutuhkanmu. Bila kataku tak cukup, kebuahanmu mengerti. Izinkan ku bertemu lagi denganmu. Jangan hanya bicara, ku tak perlu
Music Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening.
Benjamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati, lestari sampai luar negeri.
Cimuke kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39 berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain pelong, Jam, semua dilakonin biar budaya Betawi di demenin.
Benjamin SMA udah kagak ada, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kagak bakal mati lestari sampai luar negeri.
Dari nulis lagu jadi pemain film, terkenal gak belagu tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat dua piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, Jambang dan si Pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
SMA udah kakak ade, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kakak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri.
Open kue-kuenya onde-onde, rame-rame sambil ngegarasin bete. Dari yang tua ampe yang muda, yuk same-same lestari budaya kita ya. Jangan ampe kaget.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdeko Rejo Village, Temple District, Sleman Rejansi, Yogyakarta. It is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The water flows from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan petuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku juga tahu nyaris nihil peluang. Untuknya aku beranikan diri rencana.
malah jangan gemetar nanti menggenggam tangannya.
Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatan ku tak kubanding seribu, biar aku hadapi rencana sederhana ini. Tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatan ku tak kubanding seribu, biar
Indonesia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, I do believe that, listener, you are still listening to our program on Indonesia today. Well, there are so many wise words that we have already shared you, but now we have also our another interesting wise word. Now it is from Cut Nyadin. She said, no rat is more influential than a good role model. Cut Nyadin is a national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Cut Nyadin always upheld her principles and belief in Islam.
Kau berlari mengejar mimpi yang tak pasti.
biarkan ia datang di hatimu, di hatimu.
diversity in tribe. Sabang to Merauke, until now, is still maintained. It is a God's gift that needs to continue to be preserved. Each tribe has its strong regional traditions still in everyday life and is guarded from generation to generation. Today, I'll invite you to the most eastern region in Indonesia, Papua, or to be precise, Digul District, an area directly adjacent to neighboring Papua New Guinea. Digul, not only known for its history of being the place for the exiling Indonesian freedom fighters, but it is also has a diverse culture and customs still well maintained until today. Among others is Amke Yaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digul, the Awiyu. The Awiyu is one of the five largest ethnic tribes in Digul, who inhabit the fastest area in the region. Although modernization has entered and much felt here yet, they still steadfastly uphold their culture and traditions in everyday life. One of them is the tradition of Amke Yaka, which means welcoming a new baby. It is a ceremony carried out by tribe members who belong to the same family to welcome the birth of a baby. This is observed every time a woman in the family is giving birth to a baby. When the labor time comes, the mother will be placed in a small house built by the husband and wife, which in Awiyu is called Saka, told by one of Awiyu tribal leaders, Nicolaus Mange.
Her husband has made a special place, so there they go and live. She lives and gives birth there. We call it Saka. The one that he made, he left his former house, which is called Afang. So it is different from the Saka, which is made for the mother. After that, they will stay there with Mama Janda, providing food for them. She is the husband's sister, while his brother goes out looking for their meal. They stay there until their labor process is finished. This happens in the Saka.
During labor, an Awiyu mother is temporarily isolated in a small house or Saka. However, she is being taken care of and treated carefully. She is fed by her husband as well as her own relatives. A mother must observe certain abstinence and is forbidden to meet anybody during the period she is in Saka until her relatives give her the green light to move to a larger house or Afahang to join her family.
In particular, in our Awiyu culture or customs, she mustn't take a bath or a shower before the umbilical cord comes off. If she does, automatically the baby will be sick and the mother as well. So her parents must remind her or her husband who are living there until eventually they are told, yes, you can leave the Saka and go to your own home or Afahang.
Of a baby would bring happiness into the family. The same thing goes for the Awiyu tribe. A baby, or amke, is a welcome with fanfare. All family members will gather in the house and have a big party around the fireplace, eating and drinking together to show their gratitude to the Lord.
is so until at home, in particular, Suda parents spend kinds of full cycle, grilled chicken ready. New day says today's the says sebentang later come. I may briefly return. Return it dorang Suda ready to eat sama-sama. Itu suppose they had a shower, eat together at the time, and that's when they custom me to greet their little boy.
Every family who attends the festivities rejoices and takes part in the excitement. They carry the baby in turns, circling the fireplace, saying praises for the baby to sleep. It is in the hope that the child will become a good and useful person. The party with all the excitement over the birth of a new baby in the family might be finished, but the value of kinship and family among the Ayus are getting stronger. The growing process of the child now has become a shared responsibility of the whole tribe. For the Ayus, once the child has been accepted through the Ankeyaka, he or she has become part of the family. That was Ankeyaka, a unique tradition of one of the largest tribes in Digo, the Ayus.
Terima adanya. Aku yang tak bisa The thing that you were waiting, should've waited. If I had another chance, I would've stayed with you. Plan a life together, find a place to run away with you. Don't get me wrong, girl, I'm happy for you. But if I had it my way, I'd be the man to hold you. And I would run up to your boy and tell the lucky bumper clock to never let you go. But it's better if he never knows. I'm such an idiot. I admit I might have made the wrong decision. You would feel the same if you was in my position. Things I could have changed and I should have changed them with you. Nothing but the best is what I wish you.
Welcome and to the news on Voice of Indonesia. These are the top stories. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized strong legal system for Indonesia's success. Bank Indonesia eases reserve requirement to support affordable housing program. I am Ahmad Faisal and this is the news in detail. President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of strong legal system for Indonesia's success. He made this statement during the Supreme Court 2024 annual report session in Jakarta on Wednesday. He stated that a robust legal framework is vital to ensure justice for all citizens and drive national progress.
Sebuah negara yang kuat, negara yang berhasil, tergantung kepada sistem hukum yang berlaku di negara tersebut.
A strong nation, a successful nation, depends on the legal system in force. A nation without a legal system is a failed nation. The survival of a nation depends on whether it can enforce the law. And that law must guarantee justice. Justice is not only the right of every citizen, but it is also the demand of every citizen. This is something I deeply value.
Indonesia has eased free reserve requirement by 80 trillion rupiah to support the construction of 3 million affordable homes annually for low-income families. Tora Parede has more detail.
The 3 million houses per year program, which focuses on providing affordable homes for low-income people, is a key priority for the government. To help drive this effort, Indonesian Minister of Housing and Settlement Areas Marwar Sirait confirmed that Bank Indonesia has relaxed its reserve requirement by a significant 80 trillion rupiah. He made the announcement during a press conference after meeting with President Prabowo in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Dari Bank Indonesia, kami sudah mendapatkan...
Bank Indonesia has agreed to ease the statutory reserve requirement. They will make available a total of 80 trillion rupiah to support the program.
Yang ada di Bank Indonesia, itu sejumlah 80 triliun.
Meanwhile, Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, emphasized the importance of collaboration in making the housing program a success. He stated that the initiative will help solve the housing backlog and provide better, more livable homes for the people. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia's Coordinating Minister for Infrastructure and Regional Development, Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono, emphasized the need for support from all parties to ensure the success of the housing development program for low-income communities. Desi Anugranov has the detail.
Coordinating Minister Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono highlighted that the housing development program, which aimed to build 3 million houses, requires collaboration from various stakeholders. He made this remark after attending a meet at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Kita ingin melakukan pembangunan.
We want to build 3 million houses and hopefully with a scheme that favors common people, including support from various parties, because of course the Ministry of Housing and Settlement Areas cannot work alone, including the presence of the Ministry of Home Affairs to ensure that regional governments are also on the same frequency in providing people's houses, eradicating the housing backlog problem by providing habitable house for our people.
Agus Harimurti also stressed